Welcome to Energy First Responders, where we have made our way into June 2021. And listening to this recording or being here live, the energies are always available no matter when it is, because we know that time isn't exactly how we perceive it here. So begin to allow yourself to go to that spot deep inside as we move through. Notice your body, notice what you might need. We're going to take a breath in through the nose and out through the mouth, very, very gently and slowly. What I'm being guided to hear is through a different time space right now. It can almost be immediate to get to this other time space and allow. 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 Begin to notice, and if there's any spots as you allow, particularly the golden light, but also whatever's coming through for you, to move through from source, through your eternal self. Activating our heart space. Activating our connection to the earth. And really, really allowing the energy of the depth of the earth, the highest level vibratory rate that the earth is at now, to come up through our feet and our first chakra up. Allowing that energy to merge and to come into harmony and balance. And again, notice your breath and notice that the meeting together in the heart between what we have seen as separation between earth and heaven is really not. And we begin to activate that heart space in a way. And my request is for ease and grace. And last night I had an experience with someone, and we were going into different things, moving around and trying to help a real difficult situation. And it was fascinating because the person said, "Oh, we can ask for grace." Without my saying anything, it was just lovely and wonderful. And the light of grace is an amazing, amazing thing. Many years ago, it came into me as the luminous lilac light of grace. And the interesting thing about it is that, in my understanding anyway, it does not work at the same level as many of the healing energies, in that it's a quality and it comes in the space between the molecules, between the atoms, between what we think is the physical, rather than being an energy that's made for a certain, for healing the body and the organs and all of that level. This comes in and creates a space. And it's kind of like the old adage, you can bring a horse to water, but you can't make it drink. And it's that creation of that space where the opportunity to drink is so strong that it's hard to resist, and we move because the light of grace is so fully present. And we allow right now for each one of us, particularly we're going to start in our own lives, to allow that light to come in and to be what surrounds us and what is in us in this space between the molecules, the particles, the quarks. And we begin to become steeped in it. Just take a moment to do that. And if you haven't yet, spread it to your house, your car, your means of transportation, your whatever it is. Begin with your world. And again, we'll take another moment or two to allow it to spread to the people in your life. So just take a moment to keep spreading the light of grace. And if you choose to call it your pathway that you're on, that you're in, that's around you, everything that's in your world, just take a moment to let the light of grace bless it. And we are now asking us to come together even more as this group And there is that energetic structure that Spirit has built for us, with us, our own selves. And that energetic structure is now being merged with the light of grace. So that everything that this group does from this day forward and into the past as well is infused, if that's a good word, with the light of grace. Going forward. And that's all the help that works with this group, as well as each of our own soul essences. Merges with the light of grace. And everything we do in the inner and outer we ask and allow grace to move through everything on this planet right now. And as I said, it is like an invitation that is so strong, it's hard to resist. And if there are what we would see in our limited vision of separation as something that is not receiving the light of grace, that's okay. It is okay. We're not putting this on anything or any situation. We are asking and allowing. We ask for this for everything that's going on, including all of the three basic kingdoms that we divide things into, the animal kingdom, the plant kingdom, the mineral kingdom, and all that's associated with them. Through all of the spiritual levels of elements, elementals, and the angelic realm of the Elohim. To be received as each place receives. And we are going to spend a moment going inside, where I will be silent. I will bring in the sounds first and then be silent while while you go inside to your inner world with whatever is best for you. And if you choose to, you could allow yourself your own spiritual presence to go to somewhere that needs this grace. From the tiniest bug on the planet to all of the incredible spiritual spots on the world, everything in between. Allow yourself to be guided. So I will bring in the sound, and when it ends, just go inside. Alawa alane nema o wa 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 akatse fia hosefe anama wa wa o helama mana wa ho. And again, slowly come back to self. In the state here in the group, notice your breath again, breathing in, becoming really, really deeply present from the inside, as well as connecting to the outside. Realizing there's no separation. And allow yourself to notice your body, to begin to stretch. Very gently and slowly as you've opened your eyes. Allowing whatever your body needs to be received as you just feel it coming back. Stretching an arm, a leg, an arm. Moving your torso, your head. Whatever way allows you to feel that wonderful body that we've been given. We give great thanks for today, for the light of grace, that it may spread deeply all over everything from this day forward in a deeper way. Being available, being that magnet that pulls us towards it, that allows it to just be so irresistible to be in that place. So be it, so it is done.